Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. It's a huge day today, but I want to start it off by shouting out Team Canada's soccer team.
Woo!
Yesterday, in World Cup qualifying at BMO Field, they beat Panama 4-1. Panama's
wow.
A great team. And here's the thing. I don't know if you're into soccer at all, but this is a huge deal. Canada hasn't been to the World Cup since 1986. So if we get to the World Cup on this one, which we are in position to do as of right now, still got some games to play, this will be history making. And by the way, a couple World Cups from now, it's in Canada and the United States, so we're on the rise. So I just want to say shout out to Team Canada.
Awesome.
You're up and I hope they're celebrating today. Unbelievable performance yesterday. Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I'm like, even in the sports world, Adam, I want to shout out the Toronto Maple Leafs, not because of their season opener yesterday, but because the team is now sponsored by TikTok.
Oh!
Hey!
Okay. NHL teams will get their helmets sponsored, so they wear logos of companies that give them money, and this year the Leafs are sponsored by TikTok.
That's
which is
cool.
The most hello fellow kids thing I have ever seen. Yeah.
I saw Austin Matthews do it on TikTok, and it was
not good.
It was something, wasn't it?
They're not known for their performance off the ice. No. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a theory that Taylor Swift had pushed her re-release of Red back a week because, you know, Adele was going to put out an album. We didn't have confirmation, but sure enough, Adele's new album, 30, is going to be coming out on November 19th.
Amazing.
So a new song from her on Friday, and we're going to have the full album, 30, on November 19th. I'm so excited.
Cool. Producer Leah.
So I was reflecting on my outfit yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wore a tank top, I realized.
Yes.
Was I wrong for that? It's no. October, mid-October.
Girl, it was 24 yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was 24.
All right, so I'm allowed.
You base it on temperature.
Yeah,
okay.
Always base it on temperature.
Thank you for saying
unless
that.
Unless you're TJ. And the fall starts September 1st, yeah. And it's shacket season.
I've been wearing nothing but shackets and crew neck sweater since September the 1st.
We can attest to that.
Yeah. So here's what's happening on the show today. 7 o'clock, we've got Who's Haunting Jax, you can get 4 tickets to Canada's Wonderland Halloween Haunt because it's open, baby, and it's fun. At 8 o'clock, 5K a day, as usual. And I believe we have an announcement tomorrow about something else that maybe we want to talk about, but can't talk about that today. And at 9 o'clock, something brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Squid Game, Virgin Morning style. We'll get into that later on. In the meantime, remember that Nokia brick phone that everybody had? Well, they're bringing it back, and you can get one, and you can play Snake. 610, we'll tell you about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to see if you recognize this sound, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I feel like it's going to be Jax more than TJ on this because there's a bit of a generational divide here.
Okay, don't call it generational divide.
No, you're so much older than this.
Old as hell.
Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Hang on, it's the YouTube videos. Do you remember that?
I remember this.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Motorola is bringing back the brick phone.
Incredible.
When that commercial was made famous on. Now, the brick phone, if you don't specifically remember this, you've seen one. It was a blue phone with gray.
Yep.
Gray keys on it.
Yeah, and a gray frame around the screen.
And the screen was like that greenish color, almost like your original Game Boy.
Yes, yeah.
And you could play a couple of games on it, but the game everybody played was Snake, and that will be available. It's the, are you ready, 20-year anniversary of that phone coming out.
Nope, don't like
what?
That.
20 years.
Don't like that.
I think about that all the time, like just how big things used to be.
Yeah.
And imagine, I remember people walking around with those in their pockets, and it just looked like you were carrying a big hot dog. Like, they were huge. They were, and it was, at the time, like, now you'd be like, oh, God, you can see his phone through the pants. It's not great. But back then, it was like, they can afford that phone.
They were so
pretty
thick.
Pretty damn cool. Yeah. They were thick.
Also, back when butt dialing was way more prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, because it didn't have a lock on it.
Yeah, you still get butt dialed, especially if you have an Android phone because it's bad. But I find that with iPhones, they don't really butt dial that often.
Yeah.
My mom had a Nokia, and I remember that I borrowed it when we were at the mall, and I pretended that I was talking to somebody on the phone because I wanted to look cool.
Who did you pretend you were talking to?
Like a guy. And a group of boys, from like the high school that was above me called me out on it, and I was embarrassed until now, until right now. Like,
wow.
They were like, you're not even on the phone with anybody. And I was like, I know, but I wanted to look so cool.
So what they're saying is they're bringing it back, except the screen will be an inch bigger because the original screen was about
tiny.
Tiny little screen. So it will be a bit bigger, and here's what it's got. It's got the silhouette of the original, so it will be as large.
Amazing.
And it will have a curved screen, improved readability, accessibility, obviously. It only costs you $100.
Hey.
Which is pretty nice, right?
That's not bad.
Considering that the new iPhone's going to be like $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, if you only need the phone, like, what do you really care? And it said, plus a host of classic features, like a wireless FM radio.
Yeah.
Remember they had that?
Yeah.
You could stream Virgin Radio on the go.
That's right. Yeah, forget the iHeartRadio app. You just do the FM signal. An impressive battery that can go weeks between charges.
Wow. Absolutely.
And let's not forget about the classic snake. And it's built in a tough shell. This is pretty much the same one as the other one. Because it was a thing with those Motorola bricks. You could throw them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that you did, but you could.
You could throw them in the car.
They would work. So it'll take life's bumps. It's a familiar phone. In a modern world. I think this is brilliant.
I love that. A bigger screen for my snake tail. I can go even longer.
Didn't they, like, last year unveil the updated version of the Motorola Razr as well?
Yes, they did. Smart.
How did that
It didn't go great.
No, okay.
But I also think, remember how fast you used to be at typing with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that is going to be some digging some use to. Yeah. You know, it's not easy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let me ask you this. Because some phone calls fill you with dread, right?
Yeah.
Depending upon who's on.
Yeah.
If you see Government of Canada, and specifically Canada Revenue Agency, you see CRA, GOC-CRA.
Yeah.
Come up. You're freaking out a little bit, right?
Or I think it's a scam.
Yeah,
right.
That's
you
what
think
I usually
it's a scam.
Go to.
So I got a call yesterday about this, and you guys saw this. And I thought, okay, that's got to be a scam. But I actually looked it up on the government website, and the phone number it called from is the actual.
Oh God.
So it was the CRA. So you can actually, if you do ever see that come up, let it go to voicemail. They'll leave a voicemail for you, and then look up the number that they give you. Mm-hmm. And mine ended with a 68. And you can look at all the registered phone numbers on the Government of Canada, because the CRA does call you if you owe taxes, by the way. Now, here's what's funny. So I'm like, I must, because I've got a couple businesses on the side. So I pay taxes beyond like what your normal.
OnlyFans.
He's a weed dealer.
Definitely. I drive my Saturn around and drop it off at your house. you know, you got to claim taxes on your weed sales, right?
Yeah.
So when I do that, I obviously have to pay extra tax on some of the income I make. And so I had paid my HST.
Okay.
And I thought I was good. But I got a call yesterday and they're like, Mr. Wilde, you owe some more money.
Oh.
I was like, really? How much? And they're like, well, it's a big deal. Because you made a $4,000 payment in May.
Weed's good this year.
Yeah. But it hasn't. But the $4,000 payment hasn't gone through yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I said, okay, why is the $4,000 payment not gone through? And they're like, well, you're short.
Oh.
And I said, excuse me, I'm 5'11". And then they said, no, you're short money. And they said, you owe us. It's $4,200 something. And they're like, you're $6 short.
They called you?
What?
Yeah. They caught. There are bigger fish to fry.
Well,
$6.
It is October. Like it's been a few months. I'm sure they're getting down the list on people that owe the money.
$6.
Which listen, I appreciate the call, and I actually said, okay, let me, because I was being kind of a. I can't call myself this, but I was kind of being a jerk, right?
Yeah.
Not like mean.
Yeah.
The CRA actually were quite easy to deal with.
They're kind of nice.
Yeah, they were nice, and they were like, I was like, okay, let's say for instance that. That payment is like the $6 payment's late. Are you still going to process the $4,000 payment? They're like, yes, absolutely. And I said, does that mean that I'll have to pay interest on the $6 payment? And they said, yes, absolutely.
Going to jail for tax evasion.
But nice working with you, man.
My banking app.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, the payee
section. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I have to pay them $6 this morning.
Frig off.
Because I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday.
Is it $6 flat or is there $6.25?
$6 even.
Growing by the second, though. Could be $6.04 now.
It could be. Well, it's true, right? Listen, at least it's not the 407. It would be $80,000 by this morning.
407 cows. Great.
Well, the interest on the 407 is insane. Yeah. So I was just thinking about this and I'm like, that has got to be, because everybody gets a collection call. Maybe you miss a ticket in the mail or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what's the least amount of money you've had a collection call for? I know that's a very weird question, but everybody's going to get a collection call at some point in their life.
I think I had one for like $30 once.
Really?
Yeah. But so I was in the process of like, you know, when you're so broke, you just ignore your debt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you get to a point where you go, well, I can't ignore this any longer. Yeah. You start trying to figure it out. Yeah. So I was in the figure it out stage and I did a credit check and then I realized I had really bad credit.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was a creditor after
bad credit? No credit? Call TJ.
Yeah, call me. And then it turned out I owed like $30 because when I lived out west, I didn't return they didn't like process a payment from like my cable.
Oh, your cable.
Or something.
Oh,
like, great. I didn't return the box or whatever. So there was a $3 charge. And I was like, this is ruining my credit.
I had some really, it wasn't collections, but it was some very aggressive calls. And they call nonstop. Mm. The Toronto Library.
Oh!
They are relentless,
so,
man.
Okay.
They are relentless.
What was the book?
What did you take out at the Toronto Library?
Well, okay.
That
so
you
I,
couldn't get at home.
I know. That's what it is.
You know. Right after my father passed away.
Oh no.
I got a bunch. My therapist was like, go get some books on grief. And so I did because I wanted to learn about grief and, you know, get rid of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So
and then what happened?
So I went to the library and I owed, I think it was like $36 in late charges because, like, grief isn't quick.
So did you
bring
the books
so
back?
This is so dark. So I bought it back and I, like, as soon as they saw all the titles, it was like Living with Loss and like all these things.
Did they read them out too?
I was like hoping that they would be like, hey, like.
So you lost your dad.
Yeah, you lost your dad. Don't worry about it. They still made me pay it, man. They still made me pay it.
Listen, it's no joke, that Toronto Library.
I know.
Right?
Nonstop.
I make you pay it too.
So here's what we want to know. The lowest amount of money you've ever got a collections call for. 999-99 text, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the smallest amount of money you've ever got a collections call for? Hit us up, 999-99. I got a call from the CRA, and it was the actual CRA, not the RoboDial CRA.
Yeah,
you can pay this with your credit card. By the way, you cannot pay the CRA with your credit card.
You're going to jail today.
And there are ways to verify that the phone number is the correct phone number.
Yeah.
And they never ask you for money on the phone. They just say, hey, you gotta pay through the CRA website. So that's how you know it's not a scam. So mine was $6 yesterday. So, and if I don't pay it, I mean, charge the interest. The agent on the phone was hilarious about it. They're like, yes, you will get charged interest. And they thought it was funny too.
Yeah.
But they're doing their job.
They have to do it.
Surprisingly easy to deal with. What do we got on the text, TJ?
Some crazy ones coming in from the 289. My phone company put me into collections for $3.96.
Oh my God.
It almost stopped me from getting a mortgage.
If you go into collections on anything.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think your credit rating goes down like 100 points.
That's nuts. And it's so hard to get it back.
It takes like 3 years.
Yes.
That, I think that system's ridiculous.
Oh, broken? Absolutely. Yeah.
That is so ridiculous. Yeah. All right, next one.
From the 647, I also got a collection call from the Toronto Library as well, Jax. But
oh my
mine
God.
Was for $1.
They are ruthless, man. The library, they're ruthless.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Text from the 905, there was an interest payment with the CRA that I guess came out after I paid my owing bill. But it was for 57 cents. It's not even a friggin' dollar. And I kept getting emails about having to pay them back.
Pay it.
Like, come on.
Listen, that's gotta pay
really
it.
Funny.
This pandemic's gonna cost us
absolutely.
A lot. Every dollar counts at this point.
Hey, you think SERP's free? We're gonna be paying that for 100 years.
Yeah, we are.
That's from Haley, by the way. Last text here from the 289. My MasterCard company called me one time because I was 7 cents short on a payment. I even had the lady on the phone laughing. 7 cents?
Guys.
Listen, It's a principle, okay? You owe me 7 cents. You owe me 7 cents. There will be no forgiveness of debt here. 7 pennies. And you know what you should do? And this is when things return back to normal. If you do owe someone 7 cents, you bring 7 pennies, which are not even legal tender anymore, and you bring it back to that outlet. You go, you know what? There you go.
Here you are.
Do something with this.
Ha.
Well, edgelord.
Yeah. I'm a dangerous man.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is just ranked one of the smartest cities in the world. That's right, guys. We're all geniuses.
Super intelligent.
We ranked 12 among the 50 top smart cities globally with a population of over 3 million people. The only other Canadian city to make the top 50 list in this population category was Montreal at number 18. The study focused on 4 areas: digital life, mobility, innovation, business tech infrastructure, and environmental footprint. From 1 to 5, it was London, New York, San Francisco, Singapore, and Berlin. Google says that we're super into fall right now. Here's the top 6 fall activities we're Googling. Number 1, fall rock painting ideas.
Hey.
We're looking to paint rocks.
Yeah, baby.
Number 2, corn maze near me. Apparently it's seen a big bump in the last month. 3, easy pumpkin carving. Number 4, apple picking. Near me, 2021, because you can't have 2022 apple picking.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, haunted hay rides near me. And number 6, the fall color map.
Okay.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I know that like LogTO and Daily Hive and a lot of those websites are putting out like, here's your foliage report.
Yeah.
And it's funny that they wouldn't be doing it if a lot of people weren't clicking on it, right?
Honestly, I was up in Peterborough over Thanksgiving and you wouldn't believe the foliage up there, guys. Full-on fall, Jax.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, TJ.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to get a pretty messy weekend. They're saying it's going to be really, really rainy in parts of southern Ontario thanks to an incoming remnant of Hurricane Pamela. They're saying Toronto, Hamilton, and Windsor are going to get pretty hard with rain. 40 millimeters, which is less than 50, but more than 30.
Okay.
And quite a bit, apparently. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
So, if you found yourself waking up this morning in a cold sweat going, I wonder who haunted Jax last night. Well, listen, if you can figure it out, at 7 o'clock, we will hook you up with Canada's Wonderland tickets to Halloween Haunt, okay? Who's haunting Jax?
Help me.
That's at 7.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A lot has been made about Squid Game. And we just want to let you know that we're playing a literal squid game at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Jax is going to hurl a real-life squid at us.
And we're going to have to dodge it. No, it's actually, it's going to be for I believe, a Google Smart Home Mini.
Yeah, it is. So big prizes on the line today.
Yeah, so you can say, hey, Google, play squid game, and it will.
Yeah.
Now, we want to, I want to mention a couple things here, because squid game is like a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, it's wild.
And it's so cool that it came not from an English-speaking country. And it's not just because, like, we don't realize sometimes, first off, how many other cultures have so many great things that we'll remake in English, right?
Right?
A lot of things come from other cultures and we bring them in and make them like the English version of it. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But what's cool about Squid Game is we didn't do that.
Yeah.
We just, it was like either you watch the overdub or you watch it with the text across the subtitles. And that was enough. That's how great this show is. It translates so well into like 150 different countries, wherever Netflix is.
That's right.
So it's very, very cool. Now, a lot has been made too of the fact that it is now the most watched Netflix show of all time. It's been out like a month.
111 million streams in 17 days. It's unreal.
Insane.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to know how well you knew your Netflix, okay? So I'm going to give you the top 10 most watched Netflix shows ever. But I'm going to stop at number 6.
Okay.
Jax and TJ, you're both going to get a guess at number 5.
Okay.
Obviously, you know what? I'll stop at number 7 because then we already know what number 1 is. It's Squid Game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to find out what 2 to 5, 2 to 6 is, okay?
Okay.
So some of these are really surprising. Number 10, Emily in Paris.
That show, it was horrendous. I watched the entire thing. It was horrendous, but it really did well. I remember that.
Also, it was supposed to be called Emily in Paris.
No, it wasn't.
It was. That's why it rhymed. Emily in Paris doesn't have as much of a ring to it. Emily in Paris.
Oh, but they probably Americanized it.
See, I'm too sarcastic. And then I know. When I'm being serious, you can never tell.
There's actually a story about Zach Galifianakis giving a speech at his friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And he started crying in the speech, and everybody started laughing because they thought he was joking.
It was a bit, yeah.
And it wasn't. He was actually being heartfelt.
You hear that, guys? Yeah. I'm basically Zach Galifianakis.
Number 9, Sweet Tooth, which is a post-apocalyptic feature with a kid. And it's actually executive produced by Robert Downey Jr. And it's 60 million people watched it.
Oh, okay.
And there's like I think there's a comic book reference to this as well. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's very, very good. Number 8, Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really bad haircut.
You and that haircut.
Well,
leave
you
want to
talk about
alone.
Bad haircuts. Number 7, Tiger King.
God, that was going to be like 2 or 3 for me.
I thought it was way down there, yeah.
Okay. Now let me see. I'm going to leave because we know what number. I want you to get 5, okay?
Okay.
So, number 6, number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2. We know Squid Game is number 1. Fill in the blanks here. Take a guess. Wild stab in the dark.
The Crown.
Interesting. Let me see if it's on there. It is not.
It is
what?
Not on there?
The Crown is not. Great guess. Not on
most expensive show Netflix made. It's not on there.
It's not on there.
Okay. So, and these are Netflix originals. Because I would say Breaking Bad, but that's not an original.
Yeah,
I believe
right. Netflix originals.
Ooh. I don't know. I'm blanking here.
Can I take another guess?
Yeah, of course you can.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yes, that's on there.
At number 5 is tied with Sex Life. Both have amassed 67 million views. Jax, one guess.
The Sinner. Because they had like 5 seasons and it did
the
so well.
Sinner?
Yeah,
the
it's
Sinner
a really good show.
Sinner is not on there.
Yeah, shocking.
So here's the question to you. 416-870-9999 or 999-999 to text.
Glad I guessed.
Us too. Especially because Jax knew this was coming and was like, I don't even know.
No, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Because I didn't know it was
originals.
She knew originals.
I was going to do this and she was like, I don't know.
I didn't know it was originals.
So our question to you is, what other shows are on that list? Now, these are like Netflix originals. Like Jack said, not Breaking Bad.
Thank you.
We want to, so hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999, because there's some shows on here that I think you're going to be shocked by. Shows that you're like, there's no flipping way, including the former number one. I had no idea it was that popular.
Mm.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Drake.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The most watched Netflix shows of all time are kind of surprising. Now, these are all ones that, it's not like it's The Office or something like that. These are Netflix productions, right? Ones that are original to Netflix. So count those all out. But I'll give you number 1, which is Squid Game, which is why we brought this up in the first place.
Okay.
17 days it took it to be the number 1 show in the world on Netflix ever. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start and we'll go from 10 to 6 here. Emily in Paris at number 10, Sweet Tooth at number 9, Queen's Gambit number 8, Tiger King number 7, and TJ correctly guessed that Stranger Things would be in the top 2 to 6 here. And he's right at number 5, and it's tied with Sex Life at about 67 million views.
Oh, yeah, Sex Life did so well. That's true.
So we got Sarah Louise calling from Oshawa. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. What about Bridgerton?
Bridgerton is number 2.
Yay!
Is it?
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Sarah Louise from Oshawa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Sarah Louise and I are actually very, very good friends.
Are
for
you?
A long time.
Tell us a deep secret about Adam. Yeah. He would be very embarrassed.
A dirty secret.
You guys know about his leather pants, right?
Oh, we're aware.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Listen, everybody was in a high school band once, okay?
Fit like a glove.
Well, they would surely fit like a glove now because they are several waist sizes away from where I am currently.
I want to see it.
We should do a video of that.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Leather pants.
I lost them.
Don't you, though?
You do.
All right, now we still got to figure out a few of these, okay? So we've got number 2 and we got number 5. We got 3 more to go. Let's go.
It's interesting because a lot of the Netflix shows are very cult like, which is I'm learning. Mm-hmm. For example, from the 416, Lucifer.
Lucifer is not on the list.
Lucifer was trash. Mm-hmm. I have to say it.
Really?
Was it bad?
Yeah, I watched it and I was like, what
People
is happening
are
here?
I'm obsessed with that show.
Everybody loves it. So I was like, I'm going to watch it. And it was awful.
That text, by the way, from Jam. So Jax is now feuding with that person.
I'm sorry.
Another text from the 647, Ozarks.
Ozarks is not on the list
that's
either.
That's surprising. That is surprising.
It's not that good.
I've heard it's
Pardon
good.
Me?
I don't think it's for me.
No.
You like...
No, the thing is Netflix did this... Not even Netflix. A lot of places started to do shows that were just like dark and gritty and full of murder. Yeah. And hey, that's entertainment now.
Florida, and it's sunny, but we're going to shoot this in a sepia filter as though it's almost always raining.
Jason Bateman can do anything.
No, hey, next one.
Sorry.
Let's not get into debate here.
From the 647, Sex Education.
Sex Education is not on that list.
That's amazing. That show is huge. That's from Saba. From the 905, Orange is New Black.
Not on
Are you kidding?
No. So here's number six, and this one will shock you because it's also not from North America.
Okay.
Money Heist.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
Money
next
Heist
one.
Is huge.
Text from the 647. Money Heist, best show ever on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. That was the show I was telling you is like a cult-like following.
65 million people. Now, we've got two more to go. Number four and number three.
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset is not on the list.
Damn.
I hate that.
So we got a tie here for number four and number three. So it's if you get one of them, I'll give you both.
Okay. Black Mirror.
Black Mirror is not in there. You ready?
That would be my guess.
The tie it for number four and number three.
Okay.
The Witcher and Lupin.
What is...
I don't know what Lupin is.
Lupin's really big in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Witcher is spectacular. It's with Henry Cavill, who's Superman. And it's a video game that turned into a show. And if you love fantasy and like Lord of the Rings, things like that, that's what The Witcher is. And Witcher got some... I think that's in the neighborhood of... Yeah, 76 million views. In their first seasons, both Lupin and Witcher. And I think, isn't Lupin with...
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, both great shows that you need to watch. I keep hearing about Money Heist.
Oh, it's so good. My girlfriend loves it. I need to watch it.
Okay. All right. We'll get into it.
Omar Sy, sorry.
All right. Fair enough.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Woo! Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a new sponsor this year, and it's kind of making waves on the internet. So every NHL team will have a company buy a logo on the side of their helmet. Last year, for example, the Leafs were sponsored by Scotiabank, which makes sense. That's what the arena's named after. This year, the team is sponsored by TikTok.
That's awesome.
That's kind
of
cool.
So on the side of the Toronto Maple Leafs helmets, you'll see a little sticker that says TikTok on it.
See, hockey's not cool like basketball's cool.
Yes, exactly.
And it's sort of nice to see some cool coming into hockey.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the content.
Yeah,
they make.
I can't wait to see how we mess it up.
I can't wait.
I'm part of this?
Yeah.
I guess the GM of TikTok Canada said hockey content has had a meteoric rise on the platform with hashtag hockey garnering over 8 billion views on TikTok.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay.
So the audience is there. They just going to put up the content for it. Adele announced that her new album is coming out November 19th. It's going to be her first one since 2015. It's going to be called 30. The first single off it, Easy On Me, is going to be coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
There was some speculation that Taylor Swift was pushed forward her album release because it was originally supposed to come out on the 19th with respect to Adele. And it sounds like that is 100% what
happened. I love that. They just like helped each other
out. That's how you should do
it. Yep.
Would you buy a house with a friend? Because they're saying that friends pooling their money together to buy a house together is now more common. A real estate analytics firm has been tracking the trend and say the number of co-buyers with different last names has soared over 771% in the last 7 years. Now, not all of those are friends buying places together, but a lot of them are. They say, obviously, a big portion of that is unmarried couples, and the pandemic may have accelerated that. I'm in an unmarried couple, and we bought our first place this year.
I also would say, too, that a lot of married couples aren't changing their names anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
They said 11% of people who bought homes between April and June last year were unmarried couples, and 3% were listed as other, which tends to mean friends or roommates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be a good investment for you and your friends. Like if you can get in on that, you guys, you know, if you feel like money won't destroy your friendship, which often can, as long as you get in on it and you sign all the proper paperwork, can be a good thing. Jax, you have that.
Yeah, I own a place with a friend, and it's gone awesome. Like we just like work as a little business team. It's fantastic. It's really great. So
the business guys.
I mean, it could not be one. No, I'm just kidding. It's great. It's good. But I'm just saying, friends, usually when friends invest, I can't imagine investing with like a best friend of mine years ago.
I don't know. Keep letting her spiral.
Yeah, she's spiraling. She's nervous.
Yeah. So what part about investing with your friend were you worried about? Like what?
Ruining a friendship. Yeah. Ruining a friendship.
Who do you think would ruin the investment more, you or them?
No.
I don't know.
I love how uncomfortable this is making you.
How do you think if it was to go down in flames, how do you think that would happen?
I don't know.
I think Jax would start it for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jax sure. Though is a bit of a fire starter.
I'm a troublemaker.
She gets a phone call and she's in the bath. And yeah. It's like, oh, you wrecked my bath.
Hey.
I'm going to wreck your financial life.
That's right.
Right?
That's a direct quote from Jax. They're both on real estate. That's
like
what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We love you, Jax. Hey, 5K day. Up next, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If someone says they're going to be a few minutes late, how late will they actually be?
Are we talking in Adam Wilde standard time or real time?
AST.
I don't appreciate the attacks.
You're late on everything.
It's not an attack if it's always the truth.
Someone polled 5,000 North Americans.
Okay.
All of us. The most popular answer to this, can you guess?
10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, really?
Yeah,
okay.
That is the most popular. Now, some of us are not that patient. 6% said they expect a person to be on time. Well, if I'm going to be a few minutes late, I'm not going to be on time. 9% said less than 5 minutes. 51% said 5 to 10 minutes. 23%, and this is more my style.
Yeah. 30
this
to
is pretty
40.
Good. 10 to 30 minutes.
You're close to the 30, by the way.
3% said running a few minutes behind means they'll be more than a half hour late.
Who are you friends with?
You?
No, but I mean, like, that person who's, like, more than a half an hour late that says I'm going to be a few, like,
yeah.
Don't.
See, here's the thing, right? You got to, like, there are people who are extremely busy.
I think you need to make room for them.
Yeah, are we getting gaslit?
They might be a single parent. They might run a couple businesses on the side. You know, they might be doing a lot of things. And so you have to make room
for that
friend because they might be really busy with
something. I'm just going to say, I've known
I'm not naming anyone in particular, but TJ and Jax might want to make room for those people in their lives.
I've known you before you had multiple businesses and children, and you were still late.
Yeah.
You were still always late.
Well, that's in the past.
Okay. Oh, is that
we're
right?
We're not talking about the past, right?
Okay. We're just moving forward.
Yeah, we're moving forward. That's water under the bridge.
Listen. No, you're not the only person with kids.
Okay? I know plenty of punctual
parents. Just leave 10 minutes earlier.
I think if you have kids, you should automatically show up late because people sort of expect that anyway. And for those of us who are always late and with kids, we need you to bring the bar down so we can reach it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Did you just have a child as a reason to be late?
The only free pass you get with having a child is getting to leave early.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Which is like a big part of the reason I might want to have kids.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If there's a built-in excuse that, I gotta get home.
Leaving, yeah.
I gotta let the kid out.
The two best excuses for leaving a party early, dog needs to go out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kid needs to go home.
You can also just say you want to leave.
No.
Why
communicate how you feel? This is so much easier.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You've heard of Squid Game. We have a literal Squid Game.
That's right.
Playing at 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll get you a Google Smart Home Mini. Jax has a squid costume.
Yeah, I found a 7-foot squid costume that is inflatable on the internet, so I'm wearing that, and I'm the squid master.
And you can actually see it. We have a reel posted at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram.
It's
and
aggressive.
It's far too big.
What is it? What's a child's medium?
It's a child's medium. It fits like a glove.
What does an adult size look like?
Yeah.
And there are literally tentacles. This thing is bananas. It's huge.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, so that's happening at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, I got to call myself out. And I'm hoping that maybe if you hear this, you can relate to this. But I'm not sure that you can. This particular thing about myself, I don't like. I'll be honest.
Okay.
All right.
And I don't like what it's done to past relationships and what it could do to my relationship currently. And I have to give my girlfriend credit because she was completely compassionate and, frankly, patient about this. So, Leafs game yesterday.
Okay.
First off, I'm watching on an app, right? I'm watching through the app of the organization that streams them. Yeah. And the Leafs, as they do, come out about as bad as you can come out last night. Like, they were flat.
Yep.
The only good player on the ice was the goalie for, like, the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see the first 10 minutes because the Sportsnet app crashed.
Oh, my God.
And I was
God.
Like, oh, no. Now, listen, there's a lot of people watching. I can understand how the app can crash. But I was like, come on, it's opening night, guys, please.
Yeah, like sort one night.
Yeah, come on. It's the, you know, you gotta perform.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't perform. And so I sat there and I watched the game along on Twitter. I was watching other people's tweets, people that actually have cable.
Okay.
And I was getting more and more frustrated. Oh. The Leafs were playing terribly. The app was not working.
Okay.
And I got into such a snit. I was being such a baby about it.
Pissy fit.
That I almost, like, I was just, you know when your partner's at a, like, just a big, fat, dark cloud?
Yeah.
That was me.
Sulking.
And Natalie didn't do anything. I just brought the bummers right into the room.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I had to put myself to bed early because I couldn't shake it.
No
really?
Way.
You know when you're like, I don't like myself right now? Yeah. And you're like, I got to go to bed.
You know you're doing it, but you can't snap yourself out of it. Yeah.
I need a reset.
Oh, yeah, I
so I woke up this morning bouncing off the wall totally happy.
Yeah.
But I got to say,
they won.
I'm still thinking about last night. Like, why would she want to continue to date me knowing this about me? And I was just wondering, because really, I was irrationally mad about the Leafs, who eventually won, being bad in the first period. Yeah. And the app not working.
Yep.
That's what I was mad about. Those two things. Ridiculous.
If you're mad about the Leafs having a bad 10 minutes, boy, are you in for it this season.
Well, she actually said to me, she's like, it's like we're watching the playoffs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is, listen, I don't need you to make me feel good about this. There's no excusing this.
You don't deserve it.
I'm 33 years old. I don't deserve that. But what I do want to know is what you get irrationally mad at. And two things I get irrationally mad at are encompassed in this. I don't like it when the Leafs don't play well because they're spectacularly talented. Mm-hmm. If they weren't talented, I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But they're so talented. Number two, I don't like when things like computer related do not work.
Okay.
Yeah. I get frustrated and I walk away.
Yeah.
And that's when I usually call our ex-producer, Jesse, and go, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
And he's very patient with me as well. I don't know why
talk
these people
are like,
100%.
He's been around you long enough.
Yeah.
There's two things. It's just the two things in my life converged. It's the Leafs and it's anything technology. If it doesn't work and it should, why not? Why do I have to do this work? And I get mad and I start cursing and it's bad. So my question to you is, what's your thing that you get irrationally angry at? Stupid. I know. I'm just admitting who I am.
So proud of
you.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah?
Okay. It's who I am, not who
Brave.
I want to be. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hit us up over text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, guess who's giving away Leafs tickets tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
That's us.
I also was irrationally mad at the Leafs last night and the app by which I watched them, because the two things that drive me the most crazy in the world, and this makes no sense, and I don't like this about myself, let me just put that there, is when the Leafs play bad because they're spectacularly talented. They are so good. They should be challenging for a cup every year. And sometimes they come out a little bit flat. And I'm like, guys, come on!
Like a disappointed parent.
But then also, midway through the first period yesterday, the app crashes. And when technology doesn't work, and it should, that, for whatever reason, like I could be setting up Wi-Fi, I could be trying to figure out something on my PS5. I had to send my PS5 in for maintenance this summer.
Because
a common problem happened. Oh boy, that was an upsetting day.
Not my game console.
I know, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. So anyway, this is what I don't like about myself, and now
I know.
And I want to know what you get irrationally mad about. 416-872-9999. What's up?
Oh man, I just wanted to say, with the irrational anger thing, much like you with technology, anything that's an inanimate object that's not working the way that it should just drives me nuts.
Really?
If I feel like, in my brain, I'm like, I'm losing to this thing that has no, like, one purpose. And I feel like an inadequate human being.
A competition.
Can you give us a specific example?
Let's say you're like trying to take a piece of clothing out of the closet and the hanger like catches on another hanger and you're just like in a rush and you got to go.
I get him.
Yeah.
I get James on that.
James, you're highly relatable.
Guys, that is just a lack of patience is what that is.
Yep, sounds like it. Yeah. Also,
patience police.
You know what? Jax, maybe you've just never lost to a hanger before. And when you do, you will understand the frustration. TJ, what are the texts saying?
No.
We got a text here from the 647 from Bill. I get irrationally mad at people unaware of their surroundings. I have no patience for it. You know what drives me nuts? People walking down the middle of the sidewalk very slow, looking at their phones, and they're in a group of four, but they all have to take up the entire sidewalk, and they don't move over and don't acknowledge anybody else walking around them.
Yep.
But hang on here, Daddy Long Legs. You walk fast, so give
he
people
does. He
yeah,
a bit of a
give
move.
Yeah, give
yeah.
people
get
some
out of the
space.
Way.
All right, next text.
From the 416, this one's from Cam Printers. I get irrationally mad just thinking about them. It's 2021. Just work.
Okay.
I don't know what drivers are.
This is not going to make me popular, but to get a printer set up at work here
is you have to talk to 40 different departments, and it's frustrating. I get you on the printer
it's
thing.
Not easy.
And then it's like, the printer is like, oh, the printer's going to power up, and then it's going to fire paper out. Ah, we're a little low on tray four. It's upsetting.
This sounds very personal.
Again, it's the technology that should work.
And then, if you do have it set up, it often doesn't work anyway.
Yes, thank That's you. True.
Another text from the 647. I get irrationally mad about cupboard doors not being closed properly. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
What's the
I
deal
hate
with that?
That?
Why
I
is that?
Hate that.
I'm the worst for that because I hate hearing the cupboard door close. So I sometimes will just like, it's like a thing I have where I don't close them and I should.
Val does that all the time. And her excuse is like, don't be mad. I'm only little. And I'm like, I don't care. Close the cupboards.
Yeah, come on.
Put you in one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Which you shouldn't do. from Chantel in the 905.
All right.
When my jean loops get caught on my door handles on every door in my house, but it only happens when I'm having a bad day.
My long shirts always get caught in it. It's like whiplash. You just go back. It's awful.
I have one. Can I add to the list?
Please.
Anytime I do anything handy around the house, I lose my mind.
You have to get mad at something to get it done.
I mean, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, you do.
Yeah. If you're not yelling at your IKEA,
you're not doing it right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point now where anytime I pull the drill out, the dog starts shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's like, I sense conflict.
Well, it's at least it's between you and the dresser.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Yes, it's
you're
trending.
You're up. You're up.
That's what's trending right now, is what it says.
I was trying to build anticipation, and boy, did it work. Sounds like we're going to be exiting step three pretty soon.
Woo!
The Ford government is apparently going to announce a plan to exit step three of reopening, and it would end capacity restrictions for restaurants, bars, and gyms. Hasn't been approved by cabinet yet, but it's kind of cool to be seeing that stuff in the news, so we'll have to keep you posted on that.
Now, hold on, just before you move on. Yep. Masks are still a thing.
Yes, masks will still be a thing till January, I believe.
Yes, okay. At least then, they announced 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yep.
Excellent. Love that. Toronto was just ranked one of the smartest cities in the world.
Woo!
Number 12 among the top 50 smart cities globally with a population of over 3 million people. The only Canadian city to make the top 50, besides Montreal at number 18. The study focused on four areas: digital life, mobility, innovation, business, tech, infrastructure, and environmental footprint. The top five, starting with number one, were London, New York, San Francisco, Singapore, and Berlin. Do you guys feel like we live in the smart city?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very smart.
A lot of tech here. We're about to have a really messy weekend. They're saying it's going to get super rainy, and that's because of the remnants of Hurricane Pamela. The exact amount is unknown, but they're saying that Toronto, Hamilton, and Windsor are just going to get pummeled with rain. So have fun with that.
Woo!
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. I picked a bad weekend to bring my daughter to a pumpkin patch, but we're going to stuff it out.
Rain
photos.
Because
we're Canadian.
Yep.
That's good for memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Remember when we were soaked and it was cold?
Yeah.
What type
at least you got a pumpkin.
Did you gather some plaid to wear?
Oh, I should, actually.
Yeah,
plaid.
Absolutely.
Stopping at Joe Fresh after.
Hunter boots, maybe?
Yeah.
There you go. She doesn't have hunter boots. She has Peppa Pig boots.
Very true.
Hey, by the way, you've heard of the show Squid Game. Well, we have a literal Squid Game. Excuse me. That is going to be at 9 o'clock. Jax, she has a squid costume. We'll explain.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the Squid Game.
Aha!
All right, now Jax, if she sounds far away, it's because she's got 8 tentacles, like a typical squid does, and she's wearing a 7-foot-high squid costume that has a fan in it. And if you listen really closely, you can hear it.
It's on high power. Did you not know that this thing was going to be like 40 feet tall when you ordered it?
Well, it's a children's costume.
That's a children's size? Medium.
This is a children's medium.
Could have gone with the small.
It's 7 feet.
Yeah, all of the tentacles are longer than Jax's T-Rex arms, and she has to control them with string. I'm not kidding. So it's amazing. You can check it out at Virgin Radio Toronto. We put up a reel just so you can see this costume. Now, the way this is going to work is this. TJ and I are playing the squid game, Jax, the squid master, is going to ask us some trivia about the sea.
Loosely based around the sea.
And here's how you win, because you're going to get a Google Smart Home Mini if you win this. You pick who you think is going to win trivia questions about the sea. Is it TJ?
Yep.
Or is it me? So you just text hashtag Team TJ to 999999 or hashtag Team Adam. And by the way, if you text both, you're eliminated.
That's right.
Yeah. You're eliminated like the squid game. All right, Jax.
Well, gentlemen, we need to see who goes first. So I need you to rock, paper, scissors it out, okay?
Just one.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, both scissors.
Paper, scissors.
Yeah.
All right, TJ goes first.
All right, my first victory of the morning.
First question. This is a sea friend. What kind of fish is Nemo?
Oh, a clownfish.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
All right. So CJ's got one.
All right, Adam. What ocean did your wife and life partner Jax grow up on?
The Atlantic.
Yeah, Nova Scotia. The boys are off to a good start. Question number three. What is the largest ocean in the world, TJ?
The Pacific Ocean.
You guys are really good at this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Lived on the Pacific for a minute.
All right. This hit movie was about the sea creature. This hit movie, Jaws, is about the sea creature.
What?
Hang on. The hit movie, Jaws, was about this sea creature.
I can't see that far. Great white shark.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
I thought that these were hard. Okay.
No, these are not hard.
Question. You tried being a squid master.
Does the whole city with a smart speaker?
Yeah.
Is that this way?
How many legs does an octopus have?
8.
All right. TJ, you got that one, too. Okay. Question number 6.
And they're
TJ?
Tentacles.
Okay. This tentacles. I called it legs. Adam, this is for you. This 1993 box office hit was about returning a whale to its natural habitat. What was that movie called?
Free Willy.
Yeah. These are really easy.
Was somebody was supposed to have won by now?
Jack? Somebody was supposed to be down a question.
Could I ask a question?
No. Sure.
Did this go the way you thought it would?
No, I thought that this was going to be harder.
All
okay.
Right, all right.
All right. Heading to the Arctic now. This little ocean friend is monogamous.
Penguins?
Yeah.
That's for TJ. And then.
All right, Adam.
Okay.
Number 7. Tom Hanks was lost at sea, but he had a friend. Who was the friend?
Wilson.
What kind of friend, though, was
Wilson
he?
Wilson the volleyball.
Yeah! There we go. All right.
All right. When does this game end?
Yeah. There's two more questions.
There's 45 more questions.
Yeah. It goes on the whole day. What year did the ocean-themed hit Blue Crush come out, TJ?
Oh, man! Good one!
2003.
You're wrong.
Oh! Right. Blue Crush was big. That was a big one.
All right, Adam. The final question, and to see if you can take it all.
And TJ won't talk to me for the next
No,
minutes.
I'm all right, man. Of course I get the Blue Crush question.
How many oceans are there?
How many oceans are there?
What?
That's a really good question. I think that was like a trick question in geography.
Yeah.
I am going to say there are 8.
You would be wrong.
Ah!
All
right.
There are 5.
Also, sorry, I just want to point something out. Someone on their text line, I thought this sounded fishy. Get it? There are no penguins in the Arctic. They live in Antarctica. I won that question. Listen, I got that question right.
Jack, do we have some sort of tiebreaker?
We do have a tiebreaker. Don't you worry. I thought that this may happen. All right, gentlemen, the first one to identify what creature this makes wins.
Okay.
Hang on, I'll back up.
Dolphin.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Aren't we happy? If I would have lost this day, would have been derailed.
This is exhausting.
Yeah. So are we ever doing this again or what?
Probably not. But hey, listen.
Come on now.
Thank you for playing Squid Game, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, if you texted Team TJ to 999999, be willing to and ready to answer your phone from an unknown number because it's us. And we're calling you to say you've won a Google Smart Home Mini. We're going to call you like right now. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Congrats, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you were in like high school or college or university, what was the best place to work? Who had the best job?
I always thought that anybody that worked at the movie theater had the coolest job on earth.
They did.
Because it was always people around our age, and they got to eat popcorn, I would assume, and they got to see cool movies. And they always just seemed like a fun little club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they'd have they'd talk about movies that they're brand new that they'd seen, and you're like, oh, I'm so upset.
I also heard that all they did was hook up with each other.
Oh, really?
Well, that was appealing at the time,
tell you
too.
That certainly did not happen on a landscaping team or Chopper's Drug Mart where I work.
Nice and dirty.
So Simu Liu, he is an actor for, he's obviously... Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, Kim's Convenience, and he had a hilarious interview where he was talking about when he was in college. He's like, when I was in college, I really wanted to work for Abercrombie.
What?
And you remember how Abercrombie used to be, right? It's different now, but it was loud music and extreme cologne and very sexy people handing you your clothes.
Yeah, and dark lighting.
Dark lighting everywhere. So you said, when I was in college, I really wanted to work for Abercrombie, and I would hear stories about how my friends would go shopping, and they'd get scouted to work. So I would go to the mall, and I would walk into the store and look at some clothes.
Ooh.
But I'd always be like looking around like, am I getting scouted? Am I getting scouted? He's like, I never got scouted. But I eventually got fed up of waiting, walked in with a resume, and point blank asked if I could
interview and ended up getting the chance to work for Abercrombie anyway. He's like, you got to chase your dreams.
We didn't have Abercrombie in Nova Scotia, so all the hot people worked at Blue Notes.
Oh, yeah. Abercrombie Lights. Yeah. Just a bunch of band t-shirts. Yeah. All right. Now, okay, I can tell you that I got scouted to work at Abercrombie.
I bet you.
What?
You're
no, honestly, you look at me now. You look at me now and you'd be like, what? No, but no. I remember, yeah, I was there shopping and the woman who was helping me climbed a ladder and then came back down. She's like, have you thought about working here? And I would think it was probably 19. I was already on the air. So I was like, you know what? I already have another job, but thank you so much. But yeah, I was 19 and I had just got my braces off.
The jawline on you? I can see it. Yeah, I can
curly
see
hair, Adam.
Oh, yeah. That's
that
what it is. Off
that's
that
the
stuff.
Look.
Now, mm-hmm. I do know that there was somebody here who did work for Abercrombie.
I'm ashamed.
Producer Leah.
Yeah. I was recruited a few times, actually, in 2007.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know it at the time, but I think it was due to the racial discrimination lawsuits that they were up against.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they just needed to hire some people of color.
Okay, okay.
So they looked to me and they said, hey, what about you? Yeah. And I said, my God, please.
What a compliment.
So, yeah, wow. So
I heard there was all sorts of rules at that point because, like, wasn't there, you were saying off air that there was a guy who would stand at the door shirtless.
Yeah, so every Saturday they would have a really, really hot guy take off his shirt, wear those little jeans and no socks or shoes.
Filthy.
Yeah. Just at the front, just like not saying a word. Yeah. Just staring at people.
That's
just
so
implying
weird.
That and if you come to Abercrombie, you're going to be surrounded by shirtless, tight jean wearing people with no shoes on.
Which you
totally.
Were.
And you were. And a lot of people came in for that reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
And.
What?
Yeah. Every
this would
Saturday.
Never did he ever get Blue Notes?
There was a dude named Jonathan, the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And he just stood there. And he did act like he was better than us, too.
Oh, well, he
because
was.
At the store he was.
Well, he didn't really have to do anything. Like, he didn't have to stock shelves or sell or anything.
No, nothing. What? Just, you know.
Stood there.
Stayed there, chiseled.
Now, a question. Where is he now? Have you kept in touch? Yeah. Are you still Facebook friends?
No, he's like a top model.
Is he?
Yeah, it worked
no
out for
way.
Him. Yeah. I know you want to hear a devastating story, but no.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
He's doing very well.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also love that Leah knows.
Yeah.
She said that was 2007. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it was their entrance into acting or modeling. I know that Lindsay Lohan was an Abercrombie model. Jennifer Lawrence was an Abercrombie model. I think Chris Evans, like Captain America, he was an Abercrombie model.
Okay, well, that didn't work out for me.
No.
Not yet.
Close, though. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's always tomorrow. Yeah.
Welcome to your consolation prize.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, shout out to Abercrombie and everybody that got scouted to work there. It was a nice ego boost, at very least. It was a very nice ego boost. Especially after you get your braces off.
Yeah, whatever, hot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't worry, it didn't last long. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Maple Leafs are sponsored by TikTok.
Oh, no.
Okay, so every team in the NHL has a company logo on the side of their helmets. This is a way to generate more revenue, because I don't know if you noticed, but COVID hit everything. Last year, the Leafs were sponsored by Scotiabank, which makes sense, because Scotiabank is on the side of the arena.
Yeah.
This year, there's a big TikTok sticker on the side of their helmet.
Does that mean the players are doing more TikTok
no,
content?
No, please, no.
It does.
Because they're really good at
they're
it.
They're not.
They're trying. They're trying their best. More Jack Campbell content. That's all we care about.
Jack Campbell is the sweetest man. He's like a big teddy bear.
Yeah, he's the goalie for the Leafs, and he's the sweetest human being ever.
He had a birthday party for his cat this weekend. Mm.
Jax, he would make you look like the meanest person alive.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, okay. He's incredibly nice. The GM of TikTok Canada says hockey content has had a meteoric rise on the platform, with hashtag hockey garnering over 8 billion views on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah. See if they can make the Leafs fun. Adele announces a new album release date. So it sounds like 30 is going to be out on November 19th. It's her first album since 2015. And the first single off that album, Easy on Me, is coming out on Friday. So everyone prepare your tears, because it's going to be a really rainy weekend. Would you pool your money together with your friends to buy a house together? A new firm is saying that this is becoming more common. So a real estate analytics firm has been tracking the trend and say a number of co-buyers with different last names has soared over 771% in the last 7 years. Now, of course, not all of those are friends buying homes together. Some of them are unmarried couples or couples that don't share the same last name. But they did say that 3% were listed as other, which tends to mean friends or roommates, which begs the question, would you, with a group of your friends, buy property? Because buying something here in Toronto is not easy.
It's affordable, isn't it, here in Toronto?
No, it's not. So but it's a way to get your foot in the door,
well, that's
right?
That's the thing. And you double your income if you do it right. Yeah, it's great.
Do you want to make Jackson comfortable?
Yeah, yeah.
Jax did this.
Yeah,
I do.
Jax did
this. I own a place with a friend.
Yeah, and how's it going?
It's going great. It's going well, knock on wood.
Because when you mix up friendship and money, it
it's
can
like
get
family
messy.
And money. It's bad. Yeah, yeah,
it's a mess.
So
yeah.
If one of you were to mess it up, who would you bet on?
Me, because I'm too nice to tenants. Probably. I'd be like, it's all good, or like I'd fix something wrong.
Oh, you only burned the house down.
Yeah.
Hey, like, we're knocking down walls. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. I need to.
P.S. Are you mad at me, Jax?
Well, you can imagine Jax is your boss, right? Like, it'd be the same thing. It'd be like, hey, can I do this? Even though it's terrible for the company. Well, listen, it's what makes you happy. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I got a great backbone over here.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. All right, we're out of here. Up next, the one and only Shannon Burns, who's not only going to deliver an A-plus radio show for you,
damn right,
but she has a keyword so you can win $5,000 tomorrow morning. So you give us two songs, we will give you a keyword, and have a wonderful morning.
Ciao!
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.